Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of White House Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Voter fraud nationwide and in California. New California State has a governor. Yeah. Paul Preston and friends, among whom I count myself, have secured the services of a notable man of honor and national recognition to become the first governor of the new state of New California. And talking about California, wait till you get a load of what the fruits and nuts are up to in Sacramento these days. And by the way, that's accepting great men like Jim Patterson and Mike Morrell and so many others up there that really deserve our support and esteem. But listen, these yahoos are now have voted to pass a law that 12-year-olds can demand a sex change operation and kindergartners will be taught that there are 51 genders or whatever all that's about. Can anyone spell insane? I think it's C-A-L-I-F-O. Anyway, we need a new California state. Go to newcaliforniastate.com. Contact Paul Preston. Learn about this movement and get involved. To get an overview of what this is all about, you can Google Paul Preston on YouTube. Now, I've been looking into this for a while. I'm comfortable endorsing this movement, and I encourage you to look into it. Oh, looky here. You've got to love Trump. Seculo is his attorney, and they are filing a huge lawsuit against the deep state for presidential harassment. Now, before you laugh that off, okay, we'll get into that and I'll explain what's going on there. What happened, Kentucky? What turned your red eyes blue? Well, it ain't over till it's over, as they say. The Republican incumbent, Bevin, says it looks like voter fraud, and many are taking a closer look, and so will we. The coup attempt continues. Quick update on recent developments, and then, of course, what it all means and what we can do about it. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
All right, let's get started. But first, don't forget to get your pre-order for my newest book, God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Yeah, it's the biblical case for Christian involvement in every sphere of life on the planet Earth. I spoke with the printers yesterday. The book is printed and it's on its way to the bindery. Pre-orders are coming in and all pre-orders will be signed first edition hardback copies of the book and you get a 25% discount for your pre-order. They're going to begin shipping within a week after we receive them, mid-November. This will make an impressive and beautiful Christmas gift for your God-fearing patriot husband, wife, child, grandchild, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, friend, co-worker, and by the way, a great way to reach out to your liberal family, friends, and neighbors, and co-workers, too. It's a serious book, my friends, but it is an interesting and compelling read. You cannot order this on Amazon right now. You will after the pre-orders are filled. And that's because we can't do pre-orders on Amazon. You'll need to go to my bookstore, www.booksatdbp.com, or call 805-714-7731 to place your order over the phone. The sale price is $37.48 for this 400-plus page, colored pictures, etc., encyclopedia of knowledge, as one review put it. And all pre-orders get 25% off that price. You'll save over $9 off that price. Also, by the way, if you live in the Santa Maria Valley area, well, you can select local pickup and avoid shipping charges. In fact, we'll bring the book directly to you. Or you can arrange to come by and pick it up at the Lighthouse. By the way, we had some shipping issues that have been corrected. Now you have a full array of shipping options available to you now, ranging from least expensive, you know, media mail type thing, all the way to priority delivery. All right, we want to get this message out there. It's not about selling books. It's about getting the message out there. You need to read this book. Now, I'm serious. If you're a God-fearing patriot and you want to know what God is waiting for to address this mess, have you ever said that? God, what are you waiting for? This book will explain it. All right.
The Brain Massage Show radiates the mind with truth, releasing thought antibodies that attack and destroy lies. Stay tuned. The Brain Masseur is ready to massage your brain.
voter fraud nationwide and here in California. You might remember about 5 or more years ago, actually longer than that ago, I began sounding my alarm about the voter fraud issue. Voter fraud has always been around. I know that. There are always cheaters. But the fraud then was virtually swallowed up by legitimate voters, and the impact of voter fraud was so diluted, no reasonable person would think or be concerned that a national election or even a statewide election could be swayed by it. Local elections, on the other hand, well, that is different. Chicago, well, yeah, that's a whole different story, whole different world there. But now, I have been concerned for some time that the polarization of America has reached nearly a 50-50 split between conservatives and progressives. Now, add to that, the two sides are increasingly polarized. I mean, the area for middle ground is virtually gone. The left will hammer anyone that even blinks toward the right. I mean, it used to be you could be pro-life in the Democrat Party, but now they're openly telling you, get out of here. The right can't find a middle ground with the left anymore, because any step in that direction literally requires capitulation of core values. In other words, the issues have us so totally divided, there's no more room for compromise without capitulation of core American values. For the right to compromise with the left today requires the right to turn their backs on America as founded. Do you see what has happened? The left has been totally co-opted by Marxists, socialists, communists, period. They are no longer American in their ideals. Furthermore, the left and right are divided on religious grounds. The left provides no place for Bible-believing Christians today. The only Christians welcome on the left, well, are folks like this lesbian Episcopal priest I read about recently, who has said abortionists are her heroes and considers them the closest thing to a saint living today. Yeah. Any Christian that believes what the Bible says about marriage, gender, sex, or even those who take a biblical perspective on things like, how about truth, justice, judgment, equity? They are literally hated and despised by the left. They are openly told that they are persona non grata in the Democrat Party. No evangelical Christian has any place in the Democratic Party today. The Democrats, by the way, are doubling down on this. They have literally given up trying to reach out to the Christian community. They've abandoned all pretense in the matter. You know, used to, Bill Clinton would grab a family Bible off the coffee table and trot out into public with it under his arm when he gets in trouble. But not today. Today, the Democratic Party is openly antichrist. Now, I know you hear that word and you think of a man with horns and all this kind of other stuff, 666 and everything like that. Now, there is a relationship between these things, but I'm talking about those persons who position themselves against Christ's right to rule in the earth today. That is, openly, they are against the idea that Christ is king, and they advocate openly for secular government with Christ excused, thanked and excused. That's what they've done to Christianity today in America. That is, aggressively, they are militant against any Christian influence shaping public policy. Buttigieg recently declared that if America elects him to be president, well, one thing he can promise us is this: you won't have to be concerned about Christianity influencing public policy. Now think about that. Do you know anything about our founding? And if you do, can you deny that our founders are literally turning over in their grave? The Democrat Party officially declared themselves on the side of the atheists against Christians in a formal declaration. Now, of course, I mean biblical Christians. I'm telling you, folks, they have totally taken sides with Lucifer against Christ. I know that sounds odd to some of you. You think it sounds extreme. It's really not. Think about this. How many of you are aware that Obama and Hillary were students of Saul Alinsky? Any hands? Yeah, okay, I see. Well, several hundred hands go up. But actually, that disappoints me. I would have expected many thousand. We got 15,000 listening to us every 15 minutes on our show on the weekends, and well over 500,000 have at one time or another checked us out on either by subscribing or downloading the show from a feed and so on. So, rest of you, listen up. Saul Alinsky wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And on the flyleaf, he literally dedicated the book to Lucifer. Now, folks, I don't know if the guy gathered with others under hoodies around a pentagram chanting prayers of the devil. It wouldn't surprise me at all to learn that he was initiated into formal worship of the goat. But this much is certain. He understood fully what he was saying when he declared his book was dedicated to Lucifer, who rebelled against God, and for his rebellion, gained for himself a kingdom, as Alinsky put it. and Obama and Hillary were his disciples. Interestingly, each has made open statements of disdain for Christianity, one way or the other, one degree or another. Obama declaring, quote, America is no longer a Christian nation, pause, then at least not just, and so forth. When Obama came along campaigning under the logo of Mount Olympus. Yeah, you might remember that. Later it was changed. The depiction of mountains in the background of the O and so on was removed because of the controversy got stirred up. But he delivers his acceptance speech in Denver on a stage that was obviously a replica of the Pergamum altar. All hail to Zeus, right? That's the same god, by the way, that Alexander worshipped, you know, Alexander the Great. Oh, by the way, represented in Daniel's prophecy by a goat. The significance of that will be brought out Sunday night in my Issachar report. You don't want to miss it. Alexander called himself the son of Zeus, by the way, and Hillary chastised Christians, saying they were simply going to have to give up on their Christian beliefs. You know, these disciples of a man who dedicated his book to Lucifer. Put it together. Come on, you know that Todd Starnes got fired from Fox News a while back because he said American Democrats worship the pagan god Moloch. Now, we can argue about whether he should have perhaps narrowly focused that statement a little bit and all that nonsense, but still, he's right. And their obsession for murdering babies in the wombs of their mothers. It's like those who worship Moloch throwing their babies into the arms of that fire god, Chemosh. But look at these people. They gleefully boast about murdering their own babies in their wombs. They want to get t-shirts now. You know, been there, done that, got the t-shirt now. If you can't see or hear the fulfillment of Psalm 2 and what you're watching going on all around you, you're spiritually as deaf as a post. What does Psalm 2 say? It talks about the heathen raging, the unbelievers raging against God and against his anointed, who is Christ, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They don't want the restrictions of Christian morality interfering with what they want to do in their lives. They are literally rejoicing about passing laws that allow doctors to murder babies up to term. 9-month-old babies, fully formed, about to breach the womb. They want the freedom to murder these babies. And even more repulsive, they rejoice in it. Like it's, to them, it's what they would call freedom and liberty. That's what they call freedom and liberty these days. Murdering babies in the womb. They throw parties to celebrate breaking these Christian bands asunder and casting away these Christian cords that tethered them at one time to some sane sense of morality and decency. Some restraint against the impulse of anarchy and destruction of our society. But now, the only place Christians can hope to exert any influence on the laws that are made that affect them or that reflect their values and beliefs, well, it's in the Republican Party today. The Republican Party today is the place where America as founded proponents can find some welcome, where constitutionalists are welcome and have some voice and some say. It's the only place a Christian can go today to hopefully apply some salt and shine some light into the darkness that prevails and that has literally overtaken the Democratic Party. I used to teasingly call them, some of them, Democrats, and always, you know, kind of qualify that. Well, not meaning, but today it's like the whole party has just gone to the devil. My point is that the nation is so evenly divided right now and voters are so ideologically polarized and charged. There's no place for compromise, and each side in this divide is almost certainly going to vote their party. Today, voter fraud can tip the national scales in a statewide or nationwide election. Now, get a load of this. Court of California DMV is being audited in Fresno right now for mishandling voter registration information for 23,000 drivers. Thank you, Jim Patterson, for getting on this and bringing it out. What sort of mishandling are we talking about? Well, how about this? Issuing voter registration to 16-year-olds and changing party registration without the voter's approval. I understand that 77,000 drivers were double registered. What does that mean? Well, double registration provides for fraud because it allows those voters to receive two ballots. Remember, ballots are not connected to the voter in any direct way. So I need to conclude our first segment thinking about voter fraud. What happened, Kentucky? What turned your red eyes blue? Well, as they say, it ain't over till it's over, but the Republican incumbent, Bevin, at last count, was about 5,100 votes behind his Democrat challenger, Beshear. Now, Bevin thinks voter fraud is at play in the Kentucky election. And of course, the charge seems credible or incredible, depending on, well, to whom you are listening. We'll have to wait till it all shakes out. But a simple analysis of the election results certainly raises questions. So follow along, class. This is why it's important. Trump campaigned heavily for Bevin, the incumbent Republican governor, and for, by the way, the Republican Cameron for Attorney General for the state of Kentucky. Now, also remember that Trump took Kentucky by something like 30 points. So it is surprising that a Democrat would win. Remember, Kentucky has been a red state for 16 years running. Now, with all that in mind, Beshear, Democrat challenger, got 709,846 votes to Bevin's 704,760 votes. Now, don't get lost in the numbers here, all right? About 5,100 vote split there. Hicks, by the way, who ran in that race, is a libertarian who pulled down 28,442 votes, and virtually everyone believes the lion's share of the libertarian vote would have gone to Bevin. So he siphoned off some of Bevin's vote, and that's enough to make the difference right there. But that's not where the scandal comes. That's not the suspicious part of all of this. That's just some analytics. Look at this. Republican candidate for Attorney General Cameron got 823,343 votes, and his opponent, Stumbo, got 602,218. Now, what does this mean? Well, if the election meant support for Trump is waning because a Democrat beat a Republican in that state and turned it blue, well, one wonders how Cameron, who got huge endorsements from Trump, by the way, would have won so handily against his Democratic opponent. Second, since Trump campaigned so heavily for Cameron, given the current political climate, it seems very unlikely very many, if any, Democrats would vote for him. I mean, just to spite Trump, they would be motivated to vote for the Democrat. Now, that means we can be fairly sure that the 823,343 votes received by Cameron were Trump-supporting Republican votes. Why is that important? It makes it a virtual certainty that 823,343 votes were Trump-loving Republican votes. Now, if there were 823,343 Republicans voting in this election, responding to Trump's endorsement and following the 16-year pattern of voting Republican in Kentucky, then we have to ask ourselves what happened with the governor race. The difference between Cameron's vote total and Bevin's is over 120,000 votes. Both Republicans, both endorsed by Trump. You would think the number of votes would be a little closer here. It's over 120,000 vote difference. If we take the unlikely case and only half of these votes for Cameron were Republican and the rest were crossover, which is not likely, we would wonder how 60,000 voters selected Trump-endorsed Cameron but failed to vote for Trump-endorsed Bevin. Now, we know what the stakes are in these elections. It's all about Trump, like it or not. That's simply the playing field we've got. My gut tells me something stinks in Kentucky. You had better check those machines, my friend. If you get an election to within the margin of error in the polls, manipulated by the left, by the way, it only takes a little bit of almost imperceptible manipulation of a small percentage of votes to swing an election. Eh? Folks, I'm telling you, you need to fast and pray that election fraud will be exposed all over the nation and quickly. All right, hold on to the break. I'll be right back. You might want to join me. I'm going to begin a fast on this coming Monday.
Encounter God. The word means to meet, to experience, to confront. How would you like to encounter God? Maybe it's been a while since you've experienced God in a meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year. Or maybe you've never experienced God and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God and know that God is real. Call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your Braden Masseur and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Oh, looky here. You gotta love Trump. Sekulow, his attorney, is filing a huge lawsuit against Deep State for presidential harassment. Now, I know that probably sounds a bit funny, but in fact, this is a very serious lawsuit with constitutional implications, and it's very likely to be taken up by the Supreme Court. The fact is the Deep State has multiple thousands of operatives out there launching one frivolous investigation after another, and the fact is our founders foresaw this kind of chicanery and provided Article 2 in the Constitution to protect the executive from frivolous harassment by his political opponents. The deep state is Marxist, socialist, communist. That's just what they are. They have no regard for the Constitution. They manipulate it where they can to advance their agenda, and where it gets in the way, they circumvent it. Nevertheless, or should I say, and that is the reason that the coup attempt continues. And make no mistake about this, my friend, this is a coup. The left know that is what they're doing. This is what they agreed to do almost from day one of Trump's administration. The whistleblower nonsense is blowing the whistle, all right, on the left's attempt to pull off a coup in America. Now, first, as I brought out in an earlier show, the whistleblower is really not. He's a leaker more than anything else, as Hannity said. Now, look, here's the thing. We read the transcript, okay? There's nothing actionable in what Trump said to the Ukrainian president. If anything, it shows President Trump once again trying to get justice and judgment and equity. Now, he was falsely accused, and he wants to get to the bottom of it, all right? He's the commander-in-chief who has intelligence about an American politician who did exactly what it is they're trying to convict him of. Trump wants what every honest America-loving patriot wants, justice. Biden unduly pressured the Ukrainian government to take measures that have all the appearance of protecting Biden's interests. And Trump wants that looked into. So do I. And why are the Democrats resisting investigation of Biden when Biden openly bragged about pressuring Ukraine? In a circumstance, it clearly begs for the question, did you do it to help your son? And what about the recently discovered fact that the Dems were pressuring Ukraine to investigate Trump? See, all the same things they're trying to accuse Trump of, they've done themselves. I'm tired of these people getting away with doing the things they then falsely accuse others of doing. It's a coup, my friend. Trump is right again. And guess what? The lawyer for the so-called whistleblower, Mark Zaid, he's a Hillary devotee. And on day 10 of Trump's entering the White House, Zaid tweeted, quote, hashtag coup has started. First of many steps. Hashtag rebellion, end quote. The coup has started? 10 days after Trump took office, Hillary Obama deep state operatives were talking about a coup. Did you hear about Clapper throwing Obama under the bus? James Robert Clapper, he was director of national intelligence under Obama. He, among others, is in the crosshairs of the Barr-Durham investigation into the origins of the Russia collusion scam that was run against the American people as part of the coup attempt against Trump, and really against us. He was given an interview with Schuto and an opportunity to get ahead of what's coming down from the Barr-Durham investigation. CNN's Schuto asked Clapper to respond to revelations that he, that is Clapper, is a subject in the investigations. And here's what Clapper said. Now look, I'm going to read the entire statement so that your friends can't say it was taken out of context. Keep in mind now, Clapper is responding to the fact that he has been named a person of interest in the investigation of whether or not Obama's administration was involved in the Russian Trump collusion scam in an effort to help Hillary win 2016, and then turned that scam into an effort to undermine Trump to provide a basis for impeaching him after he won. Well, here's what Clapper says, quote, well, I don't know. I don't think there was any wrongdoing. I think at the time we were trying to navigate a very, very difficult, politically fraught, highly charged situation. I know for my part, my main concern were the Russians and the threat posed by the Russians to our very political fabric. And the message I'm getting from all of this is apparently what we were supposed to have done is to ignore the Russian interference, ignore the Russian meddling, and the threat that it poses to us. And, oh, by the way, blowing off what the then commander-in-chief, President Obama, told us to do, which was to assemble all the reporting we could that we had available to us and put it in one report that the president could pass on to the Congress and the next administration. And, while we're at it, to declassify as much as we possibly could to make it available to the public. And that's what we did. It's kind of disconcerting now to be investigated for, you know, having done our duty and done what we were told to do by the president, end quote. And you see where this is going to go if it comes down that these guys were, anyway, you caught it, I'm sure. You know, the context is very specifically the whole Russia-Trump collusion thingy. Then right at the end of his statement, Clapper throws in something. You know, actually, if you watch this thing, he pushes it into his statement there at the end. Like he was anxious to get this in there. It's kind of disconcerting now to be investigated for, you know, having done our duty and done what we were told to do by the president. Bam! Pow! Sock it to Obama! Here comes the judge! Here comes the judge! I know to you I may look old. Hope this statement ain't too bold, but here comes the judge! Now, we can debate the philosophy of Laugh-In's segment. Here comes the judge routine, but we can probably agree Laugh-In was buffoonery's finest hour, a mockery of justice in America, right? And so the irony of hitting the dimwits with Laugh-In's shtick is, I think, poetic. Hey, dimmies, the judge is coming. Hillary, Obama, you guys will be giving up just as soon as it becomes clear you're no longer an asset to the globalist agenda. Well, on the physical side of our wrestling against the powers of darkness, Paul Preston is leading a charge to break rural California away from the bane of the urbane, to split the erstwhile great state of California into two states. We will let them keep California, and we'll take New California. And New California has placed its first governor into office over the new state. Yeah, and you'll never guess who has agreed to be the first governor of New California. New California State Governor Rick Perry. Wow, yeah, remember him? Governor of Texas a while back, 2000 to 2015. Did good things for Texas. He can do some good things for California, too. New California. Trump appointed him to be Secretary of Energy, and he has been one of the longest-serving members of Trump's cabinet. He worked out a deal to sell natural gas to Kiev. That's Ukraine. Called it freedom gas for interesting reasons, good reasons. And the Dems have tried in vain to get him to cooperate in their scam investigation. He recently resigned from Trump's cabinet. All friendly there, by the way. He declares his intention to become governor of the great new state of New California. Trump has agreed to lead and support recognition of New California as the 51st state in this one nation under God. And now he releases Rick Perry to be its governor? Listen, we've been praying like crazy that God would deliver this state from the hands of the unreasonable and wicked Marxist socialist tyrants who are holding us in their iron fist, squeezing the life out of us. And things are developing, my friends. Anyone think we don't need a new California? Wait till you get a load of what the fruits and nuts up there in Sacramento are doing these days. 12-year-olds can demand a sex change operation independent of their adult guardians. Kindergartens are going to be taught there are, 51 genders? Can anyone spell insane? We need a new California state. We got to get away from these people. They're crazy. They're going to drag us right down to hell with them. Go to newcaliforniastate.com. All one word, you know the deal. newcaliforniastate.com. Contact Paul Preston from a contact button there. Learn about this movement. Get involved. To get an overview of what this is about, check out Paul Preston on YouTube. I've been looking into it for a while now, and I'm comfortable endorsing this movement, and I encourage you to look into it. I've talked to Mr. Preston. Unfortunately, I've not been able to get to one of the meetings. I'm going to, I assure you. I'm on board with the effort. I have a heavy schedule, and it's tricky getting freed up, but I'm in your corner for this, fully committed. Look, here's the deal. Please listen carefully. Whether or not you identify as evangelical Christian, get my book. You will be amazed. It must be clear to all of you by now that we are in a huge war of divine proportions between the forces of darkness, which promote tyranny, and the force of light that promotes liberty. And before us is the battle for America. And the 2020 election is a key front in this battle. We can lose it all in 2020, my friends. We must win for liberty and justice for all. The other side does not believe in liberty and justice for all. My book explains how to fight in this battle, spiritually and physically. Get the book that tells us how we can get on God's side in this war and release the power of Christ's Spirit and His kingdom power to push back against the rising spirit of anti-Christian, anti-Christ in America. Get the book. Do it today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. And that's not that little symbol for at you use in an email address. It's the word at. books@dbp.com. Or call 805-714-7731. You get a 25% discount for pre-orders. The pre-order sale ends November 14. All orders received will be given top shipping priority. Now, my friend, you'll get a signed edition, by the way, of the book. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Contact us from our website, brainmassage.net, or go to our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.